Welcome to Life Quest Liberty, live in-depth conversations with today's top writers, editors, and spiritual leaders concerning religious freedom around the world. On today's broadcast, we'll examine local and international factors that may be impacting your right to worship and obey God as your conscience dictates. I'm your Life Quest Liberty host, Charles Mills. There was a recent get-together of members of the North American Religious Liberty Association, better known as NARLA. Melissa Reed, Associate Editor of Liberty Magazine, was there and is here to share some insights with us today. Melissa, what's on your heart?
Well, Charles, I was excited about the opportunity to share with our listeners about this annual event. We call it the Religious Liberty Summit, and it's held near our editorial offices here in Silver Spring, Maryland. A local Seventh-day Adventist church partnered with us for our spiritual emphasis portion of the event, which was Friday evening and then all day Sabbath or Saturday. And then we were here at our offices on Sunday and Monday for a bit, and then headed downtown for a lobbying day as well. But just I wanted to let people know about the event. We have some resources. Some of the presentations are available on our Religious Liberty YouTube channel.
Let's just begin with some basics here. Why? Why did you have this meeting? What were you trying to accomplish by having this gathering?
Well, the reason why we have it, and as I mentioned, it's an annual event, it's an opportunity for our people that are excited about religious liberty, lay people or, you know, local church members, to get their hands dirty. A lot of times, and I'm very, you know, I fall into this category too, as far as you're convicted about something, you're passionate about something, you want to do something, you physically, you know, be involved. And so this provides an opportunity for local people to do just that. Probably one of the most popular aspects of our summit each year is we have a lobbying afternoon, an afternoon where we go down and visit members of Congress or members of their senior staff and talk with them about different pieces of legislation and encourage them, you know, either their support of a particular piece of legislation or ask them to oppose a particular piece of legislation if we find it disturbing. So this year, we actually met with 33 legislative offices and were able to speak with them about a particular bill. It's a House bill. You know, the bills are introduced both in the House and the Senate. Right. And this was H.R. 301, which is basically an act that would establish a special envoy to promote religious freedom of religious minorities in the Near East and South Central Asia. That's countries like Egypt, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Basically, it would mean another eye watching out for the protection and survival of endangered religious communities in those areas. I think our listeners are probably very well aware that, unfortunately, in many of these countries, Christians are persecuted at alarming rates. You know, we hear about that in Egypt. We know about individuals that are gunned down or sentenced to death in Pakistan because of violating the country's blasphemy laws. You know, we hear about, of course, the imprisonment of Christians in Iran. And so we felt like this was an important piece of legislation that needed to be highlighted and then hopefully passed. And so, like I said, our attendees were able to go and visit various legislative offices and just really urge these members of Congress to support these pieces of legislation and get them passed.
Now, another eye you were talking about, in what form would that eye take?
It's actually a position. Someone would be the special envoy is a title of a position. So it would be an individual whose sole job or function would be to monitor these regions and the religious minorities in these regions and then report back to our federal government and let them know. So it would be, you know, more attention. Basically, someone whose full-time job it was to pay attention to these religious minorities and the protection of them.
Have you found in countries like Egypt and others you mentioned there, have you found that America has any kind of say or sway in this thing? If that other eye, if that envoy was there and says, hey, look, they're doing bad things, will America respond? Or is it just a symbolic person? Hey, I see you doing that. And you're hoping that people will do less of it because someone's watching.
Our State Department has an Office of International Religious Freedom.
Okay, so the State Department would become involved. This person would report to the State Department. The State Department would say, okay, let's deal with this.
No, No. Actually, this would be separate from the State Department. We feel like there needs to be additional support, additional attention. But the reason why I was mentioning the State Department is because a lot of times NARLA, this organization, the North American Religious Liberty Association, the organization that sponsored this event, we will sign on along with other organizations that monitor religious freedom issues around the world. We will sign on to letters and send them to Secretary Kerry and let them know, you know, here's a concern. We've done this for the situation in Nigeria. We've done this for, you know, situations in Iran of the pastor that was held captive and tell them, you know, we're concerned about this and something needs to be done, and ask them. A lot of times we'll ask for specific actions or whatever, depending on the situation. So the answer is yes. The United States is a powerful country. We can certainly, and this is something that needs to be considered. Human rights violations in any way, you know, need to be considered as far as our relationships with other countries. A lot of times, non-governmental organizations can bring attention to matters or situations that our own federal government is maybe perhaps not aware of, or we have contacts where they don't, or things like that. So, yes, we can make a difference, and we certainly should. You know, a lot of times I've heard individuals say, well, that's what's happening in their country. But, you know, as from a Christian perspective, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes. And, you know, when you're being persecuted, I'm being persecuted, is sort of my feeling on that. You know, it breaks my heart to hear about individuals worshiping Christ is so important to me, and to hear of others who are not able to do that, who are not able to declare their faith publicly, or, you know, even just consider themselves a particular, you know, religion. We need to use whatever influence we have to change those sort of situations.
And didn't I hear recently, when Hillary Clinton was still Secretary of State, didn't she at one point say, well, we have more important things to worry about than religious liberty or religious freedom?
Yes.
So I can see that that's probably where this came from, right?
That was a quote when she was dealing with China, who was, you know, if not our top economic trade partner, then certainly near the top. So that was very disappointing to our community to hear those sort of things. And that's the reality, unfortunately, we face sometimes, but we have to continue to push back.
Yes.
Both organizations like ours and private individuals, you know, need to let their legislator, their member of Congress know, you know, this is not acceptable to us. So, you know, there certainly continues to be work to do. But another aspect of the summit that I wanted to highlight is, you know, we are a Christian organization. We're sponsored by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And the reason why religious liberty is so important to us, not just from a human rights perspective, but also because we feel like freedom is this example that Christ has set for
us.
And so, you know, just like we follow the brotherly love and all of the other aspects of Christ being, we feel like allowing others individual freedom is, you know, a component we really need to uphold and protect. And so not only do we have the opportunity, or do we make sure and make time in this weekend to go downtown, you know, to Washington, D.C. and lobby for particular pieces of legislation, but we also make time to worship together, to be inspired, to spend time in our Bibles and in prayer and in encouragement of each other. And this year we had a fantastic devotional speaker. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has a theological seminary at Andrews University up in Michigan. And this gentleman is a professor from there. And he is actually was born and raised in Iraq and became a Christian in Iraq. He met Christ in Iraq. That is a miracle in itself. And he spoke to us both for our Vespers program on Friday evening and then our church service on Sabbath morning, and just really set the tone of just, you know, if we weren't passionate about religious freedom before, not only did it inspire religious freedom and the need for that, but just it reaffirmed our faith in our Lord and our Savior. You know, it was just, we couldn't have asked for a better presenter. And so I mentioned that because NARLA has a YouTube channel, which is NARLA Video, all one word, N-A-R-L-A Video. And we have both of those presentations available online to view, you know, there on the YouTube website. So if you just go and you type in the search term NARLA Video, or if you type in this in the search term Joseph Kidder, K-I-D-D-E-R, either one of those will bring up those presentations. And I just really encourage listeners to take the opportunity to view those two presentations. You really just will be inspired.
That seems to be what this is. I mean, by listening to what he was saying, you're saying, well, this is what we're trying to defend. This is what we want to make sure that everybody has in the world. This is it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was incredible. One other presentation that we have from the summit weekend was from Orlin Johnson, who was the new Director of Public Affairs and Religious Liberty for the North American Division Seventh-day Adventist Church. So basically, the office where Liberty Magazine is published, he's now the director, the new director of that office. Well, he closed out the summit this year. He's worked for many years in public service, very high-profile positions, but he has been motivated to come and work for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Really felt like that's where God wanted his talents to be used. So we're super excited to have him involved with us. But I asked him to share with our group. I said, I want these individuals to be inspired to go back into their local communities when they go home, they leave the summit, to take this enthusiasm and this passion back to their local communities. Because we're a small group here as far as our staff in the Silver Spring, Washington, D.C. area. And, you know, our attentions are focused on what's going on the federal and sometimes state level. But we don't have the opportunity to work and monitor in the local communities like the average citizen will.
Right.
So Orlin spoke to these individuals on how to be an effective Christian witness in public service. Again, that particular presentation is available on our NARLA YouTube channel. So it's NARLA Video. So those three presentations, the two from Dr. Kidder and then one from Orlin Johnson. I really encourage everybody to take some time and watch those individuals. Orlin, just his presentation was fantastic. You know, he was talking about we should not be ashamed of our Christianity. It's never something that we should hide from, and it's something that we should highlight, and how to not be discouraged as a Christian and to maintain and not compromise your faith. And it was just really encouraging. So, and I also want to give a little promo for next year. If you go to the NARLA website, but it's religiousliberty.info, not .com, .info, religiousliberty.info. If you go there and you sign up for our email updates, or if you visit our Facebook page, you will be able to hear about, as we're planning for next year. And these typically happen first of the summer. This year it was mid-June. We'd certainly love to have any of the listeners listening today join us next year.
Well, it's obvious that you were excited about it, and that's what we need to be as individuals, as people who love freedom and who are promoting religious freedom. We need to be excited about what we're doing and why we're doing it. Wouldn't you say, Melissa?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. It's hard not to be.
That's true. That's true. Melissa Reed is Associate Editor of Liberty Magazine. Thank you so much for being with us today, Melissa.
Thank you, Charles.
And until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Melissa Reed, inviting you to rest in the freedom of God's love. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about LifeQuest Liberty, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651. Or email us through our website at 3abn.org. Join us again next week at this same time as we examine more of the threats and challenges facing your religious freedom. May God keep the flames of liberty burning in your heart today.